All right, take two. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to season two, episode 35 of Up Early Before Everyone Else. It's Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host. Gracious host, Monica Lynn. It's 5:49 a.m. Straight up on the East Coast. Good morning to everybody. Happy Friday. The reason why I said take two when I came on is because I had both my ear thingies in. And I didn't like the sound of it. So now I have one in my ear. I have one ear thingy in my ear. And it's great. It's wonderful. I'm having a good time. It is recording. Everything is good. Welcome to episode 35. I am going to name this episode Stop Trying to Make Fetch Happen. I don't know if y'all a Mean Girls fan, but I am a Mean Girls fan, and it's a Lindsay Lohan movie. And what's the other girl name? Oh my God, the blonde. Oh my God, what is, now I gotta look it up, because if I don't look it up, then I'm gonna be like in the dark. Wait a minute, it's gonna bug me. It's gonna bug me. What is her name? And as soon as I find out what her name is, I'm like, that's her. But yeah, I'm trying to, I got a good show for y'all today. I think it's a good show today. So now my Google's not working. Okay. Let's see. Mean Girls. Come on now. That is not the one that I wanted to. Rachel McAdams. She was saying, like, oh my God, well, I don't remember nobody's names tonight. It's Gretchen. Was it Gretchen? She was saying, stop trying to make fetch happen, because Gretchen was like, kept saying stuff was like so fetch. She told her, like, stop trying to make fetch happen. And it came out in 2004. I didn't know it was that old. I really didn't. It was a really good movie. If you have not seen it, go check it out. It's always on cable. Always on cable. But yeah, that's the title of my today. Stop trying to make fetch happen. Okay. So, all right. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. It is coming up fast, y'all. Like, it is May 21st. Like, where did the time go? Where did May go? Like, I forgot to pay my credit card bill. Right. They sent me an email and they said, oops, you forgot a payment. I'm like, how the hell did I forget a payment? You know, then I talked to somebody last month about changing my due date to a later date. And I could have sworn I talked to somebody about it was supposed to be like around the 28th or something like that in a month, because that's when Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart, and Victoria's Secret is doing. I wanted all of them at the same time, because sometimes at the beginning of the month, I forget. And I could have sworn I talked to somebody at the beginning of the month. And the guy was like, well, you didn't talk to nobody when I called today. And I was just like, are you serious? So, yeah, I got to pay my credit card bill, y'all. C'est la vie. But Memorial Day is upon us. Memorial Day is next week. Is next week? Let's look at the calendar. Yes, it is next week, because today is the 21st, 24th. So I have a busy, pretty busy couple weeks coming up, y'all. And I got my procedure done yesterday. I'm telling you guys all about it. And the gag, what's the damage? But I want to talk about Memorial Day real quick, because I don't know what I want to do now. We're supposed to do burgers and wine. But for burgers and wine, I also don't want to do it till like 8 o'clock at night. And burgers and wine started with me and my little cousin CJ, and it's just supposed to be us cousins, right? So my mom asked me to, she don't have to ask me, because she bring anybody, because this is her house. So she was like, well, do you mind if such and such come? And I'm just like, yeah. And you know, it was so mean of me. And I'm just thinking, like, wait, this is just for the cousins. I mean, like, you know, I'm not buying a lot of food. I'm not even cooking a lot of food. Like, only thing I'm cooking is like hamburgers this time. I'm not even cooking hot dogs. I'm cooking hamburgers. And I was telling CJ that I'm only making like 6 regular deviled eggs and 6 fries. Because the last time, basically, everybody just ate hamburgers and drank. So, burgers and wine. And they drank more than wine. So, I want to do it like 8 o'clock at night. And then we just, but I don't drink. And I thought like afterwards, go to the casino or something. But I don't think that's going to happen, you know, because I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. And if I want to go to a casino before or just wait to go another day to go to a casino. I think I'm just going to wait to go to another day because cooking, entertaining, it wears me out. And that's why I'm only doing hamburgers this time, like cheeseburgers with some bacon, no cabbage. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want any potato salad? Anybody want macaroni salad? Y'all make it yourselves and bring it. And that's what I'm going to put out there tomorrow because the only thing I am providing is double eggs and hamburgers. That's it. And if you want macaroni salad, potato salad, you gotta bring it yourself. Do not bring a whole lot of food because I can't eat it. It's gonna get thrown away. So yeah, that's the thing. And then it's like we are all vaccinated, but we still can't be around a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And we have to be outside. So I'm just like, okay, this is probably not gonna be my last one, but I'm gonna have one again in July. But I was hoping I could go away in July, but I don't think that's gonna happen because I don't know what's gonna happen. But yeah, so Memorial Day is coming up real quickly, and I guess I do this now. So there will be no show this weekend. I decided no show this weekend because my family's coming over this weekend. We're gonna have crabs, and I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday. So this is the tea, y'all. Wednesday, May 6th through June the 6th. Sunday, June 6th, I will not be on. I will return on June 7th. I will return on June 7th. And then I will be back. Then I'll be gone again from June 13th through June the 20th because that's when I'll be at the ocean. So I'll be back Monday, January 21st for a whole new show. But when I return to June, when I return on June the 7th, I will have a show Monday through Friday. Prayerfully, everything goes well Monday through Friday. Because you think about it, y'all. The week of Memorial Day, I got too much stuff to do. First of all, it's Memorial Day, and we're going to do the burgers and wine thing. And then, you know, I have a dental appointment. I have to go down to see my friend Chantel. And then my niece Megan's going to be here. And I'm just like, Megan is a handful. And I'm like, well, maybe I should do a show with Megan. And then I'm like, no, I'm not going to do no show with Megan. I absolutely not. So May 26th through June 6th, I'm just going to be relaxing. I'm going to be writing. I'm in the process of, you know, wanting to move forward in my career and do some things differently. And I'll let you guys know all about it. I want to move forward with as far as like publishing my next novel. My mother was telling me that, you know, Monica, your novel just came out in January. I gave it a little bit of time, but I also don't want to lag. And I also don't want to like keep people waiting for part two. So I'm thinking I'm going to move forward with writing my new book, and move forward, move in a different direction that I feel will be more suitable for me. You know, and I will get into details a little bit later because I feel as though I don't want to talk about it. I'm not under contract or anything, but like I can't talk right now, but I'm not saying that I don't want to talk right now about it, but it's just that I have to make a really big decision in my career. Like, because as you all know, I'm not working right now. Like, I don't do hair anymore. I don't know if I want to do hair anymore, but I want my own salon, you know, and I meant to talk to S about this. Like, I really want to open a salon and I really want her to work with me. Well, not work with me, but work together. Like, we necessarily don't have to work in there. Like, I really want to do that. And there's something else really big that I want to do in my life, but I really have to like do my research. And once that comes up, I'll let you guys know first before anybody else. I talked about it with my mom, but she doesn't know anything. I'm not saying she doesn't know anything. It's just like she's like very, what's the word I'm looking for? She's concerned, but she's also like more calm about this than I am. And she keeps saying everything's going to fall into place, everything's going to happen. But I really feel like if I just go move forward now and just like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, when I told everybody I was writing, I'm publishing my book, nobody came up with any kind of, oh, let me help you solutions. Everybody was like, okay, go for it. But now once the book was published, and I'm like, oh, here y'all come at the 25th hour discussing things, telling me things that y'all should have told me before. So I'm just going to see where that leads me. I know I'm talking around riddles. I know I'm talking riddles. I'm sorry, y'all. All right, y'all. We are 11 minutes in and it's our bad minute for today. I was 2:02 this morning and I just had chicken and soup. Because the only thing I ate yesterday was a pack of ramen noodles. I really didn't have an appetite yesterday. That's the only thing I had was like a pack of ramen noodles. And what else did I have? Pork rinds. And had a really bad experience at a grocery store here in Baltimore. I complained so bad that they paid for half of my groceries. But it really wasn't a complaint. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this real quick. And I'm going to get into the gag. Because the gag today, I think is funny. Okay, I had to. I'm just writing something. I'm sorry. So what happened was the day we went to the grocery store because I wanted to make a jalapeno soup. It's called jalapeno pepper chicken soup. It got jalapenos, got bacon, half and half. You know, it's not keto. Is it keto? That's not keto because it has flour in it. So it's not keto. And wait a minute, it's not keto at all. And I just want to let you guys know that I did not gain weight. I did not lose weight. I'm still the same size all the way down to my ounces. Yesterday, I went to the doctor. So, yeah. Let's see. You know what? I'm just going to... All right, let me tell y'all this real quick. Okay, so... What happened was we went to the grocery store. I said that again. If I say that one more time, y'all. I went to the deli. And I always tell people, you got to be careful of who you talk to, how you speak to that person. You never know who you're talking to. Or who, and you just can treat everybody with kindness. So, we still have to wear masks here in Baltimore. In Maryland, we still have to wear masks. In certain locations, you still have to wear masks. I have not seen one person without a mask on in any store in Maryland at all. So what happened was I was in line and it was a lady that was ahead of me and the girl gave her her meats and everything. And then the lady was like, oh, my cheese. So the girl behind the deli, she didn't say anything. So the lady was like, oh, and she's like standing there holding her meats, right? And she looks real timid, like, you know, she was afraid to say something to her. So I was next. And so she's talking to me. Mind you, it's stuff going on around, like, you know, people are talking in this movement. And your back is to me. You have a mask on. So she asked me 3 times, how may I help you? But her back was to me. She was talking to a mask. You're mumbling. And I'm saying, this is not how you treat customers. So she turns around. She goes, are you next? She said with wide eyes. Can I get a half a pound of liverwurst? So she's talking to me again, and then she's slamming things, and she's... So let me tell you, so I went up front. She took the meat and slammed the meat down on the counter. I said, you know what? I ain't got to deal with this. I'm selling. So I went to the front desk, and I complained so bad, y'all. They paid for my groceries. I wish I would have kept on shopping, but there was no way how I was going to be able to keep shopping with all that going on. So I actually spent $40. That's what all I was supposed to spend today was $40. So actually they paid for half my groceries today.
And now I get home and I have bad bacon. And I had to call them back. I'm like, yo, like, what the hell is going on, y'all? Like, what is the tea, bitch? Like, why are y'all doing this to me? So I have to go back down there today to get another pack of bacon so I can make my jalapeno soup, because a jalapeno popper soup calls for bacon. It actually calls for 10 slices of bacon. So I have to go and I have to get this bacon. Bitch, I was so mad. I was so mad. I called down and it was like, oh, you can just bring back your receipt. And I'm just like, you know, but this is unbecoming. Like, this is beyond reproach. Y'all get on my nerves. Y'all batting a thousand. So I'm going to, I'm, and my cousin said, that's what you get for going down there. I'm just like, whatever. Get off my back. But anyway, oh, I'm about to go crazy. I thought something was crawling to me, and that's my damn shirt. My words are coming up off my shirt. I mean, like, this shirt is like 12, 13 years old, and I still have it, and it's just, I'm not ever getting rid of it. It doesn't have any holes in it or anything. Oh, it does have a hole in it. A couple. No, it does have a hole in it. Wait a minute. Yeah, it has a couple holes in it. I mean, it's still, I can still wear it. You know, I ain't gonna get rid of my stuff. I'm gonna get rid of clothes. So, yeah. So that's what happened to me today, y'all. And I wanna tell y'all, I hope that shit never happens again because I am so pissed off. I was so pissed off. It was hot outside today. Didn't have to come home, but the air conditioner's in the window. My mother's sitting up here like a queen on her throne. Not, no, just no regard to nobody else. No regard that nobody else didn't eat today. And you just throwing out orders like, what if, where's this? Where's that? I'm like, look. So anyway, child, anyway. Stop trying to make that happen. I'm gonna tell y'all real quick about this thing, the gag, y'all, the friendship. So I don't talk to certain people anymore. I don't talk to people like I used to. And it's a group of people I don't talk to no more. They probably know who they are already. They don't even listen to my show because I'm telling y'all, look at my analytics. And I'm just like, nobody I know listens to my show. If they do, I mean, maybe my analytics are off, but like I know the ages, I know where you're from, and blah 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 blah. I know all of that. So it doesn't bother me that it doesn't bother me. I really don't care. But I'm gonna break it down to you like this, and I always tell people stop trying to make fetch happen. I really don't say stop trying to make fetch happen. I just say stop trying to force friendships on people with the people I am done with. That's stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen. So if you, okay, you have to be a pretty ass dumb motherfucker. Excuse my language. You have to be pretty dumb, right, to keep thrusting upon, like, oh, such and such said this, oh, such and such going to be here, such and such. If you don't see me speak to these people on Facebook, or if you don't see me tagging these people in pictures, you don't see me and these people out and about, don't try to make fetch happen and try. No, don't be no fucking piece. No. Stop trying to make fetch fucking happen because it's not happening. I've departed ways from people to get my peace. I finally got my peace, and I'm doing everything in my power to keep this peace with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How about that? I curse and then talk about Jesus. How about that? But I'm not going to do that anymore. It's like my peace is more important than anything, and I want to keep my peace. No. Don't come around me. No. I don't need you. No. But stop trying to make fetch happen. And it's one person. I just want, like, let me break this down to you real quick, homegirl. I don't fuck with them like that no more. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy how people, you're not getting the hint. You're not getting the hint. So, anyway, yeah. So I don't.
I don't. If you don't see me talking to these people, I mean, I'm very transparent, and I'm trying to tell this person in so many ways that I'm done. I don't fuck with certain people anymore, but they're not listening. But anyway, in Monica news, not regular news, but in Monica news, because, you know, I don't watch the news anymore. I watched the news last night, and I was so disgusted with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I was just so disgusted in these Republicans as far as, like, the insurrection, January 6th insurrection is concerned. I will never forget that day as long as I live. Because, first of all, January 6th will live in infamy for me and for all of us as long as we live, period. It's just like another 9/11. But 9/11 was like 10 times worse. I don't know what's worse, 9/11 or the January 6th insurrection. So I will never forget it because, like, all that day, I was so excited about getting Quiznos. I was going to get the Quiznos. I was on the app. And I remember I said I was going to sit down with my sandwich and my cookie and my chips and my, I think I had, like, clam chowder, but now I can make my own clam chowder. How about that? And I had a big old soda, and I had this, like, stuffing and cranberries and turkey, like a Thanksgiving sub. It was, like, a 12-inch, and I ate all 12 inches of it. And that was the day Savannah came over. She gave me some new slippers, and I got some Bath & Body Works stuff, because she went to Bath & Body Works that day. And she got me, it was like the last day of the semi-annual sale that they have every year. And she bought me like 2 bottles of the Snowflake and Cashmere. Her and her sister Jasmine went out there. So anyway, so I'll never forget sitting there watching that shit. And now it's like the Republicans are like, want to move on with their lives. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's up here comparing the insurrection is to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And I'm just like, bitch, there is no correlation between the two. You know what I mean? There's no correlation to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You know, I'm just like, this bitch. Yeah, you know, this bitch. I don't like her. I really don't. I mean, like, I think if she was Black, she would have been gone. I swear to God. No, God ain't got nothing to do with this. I really mean it. I mean, like, if she was a Black woman, she would be gone. Like, she terrorizes AOC. And my props to AOC for ignoring that bitch. See, that's what we do. We ignore you, bitch. But I can't watch it. Like, I watched a clip from the Young Turks about her talking about the insurrection and none of them. What are Republicans good for? Like, what? Absolutely motherfucking nothing. They're a bunch of nothing-ass motherfuckers. And the Democrats are soft as baby shit. Because let me tell you something. If I had control of all the houses and the White House, I would flex my motherfucking muscles. And Mitch McConnell ass, I just want his ass to just shut the fuck up forever. Just sit your ass down. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just too much shit going on. They are so useless. Have you ever, I don't give a fuck how much money you have. You are a useless piece of shit with money. That's all it is. And that's the tea. That's the gag. I have so many gags on TV. I can't watch the news anymore. I'm sorry, y'all. I am so sorry for people that used to tune into me when I did the political shows. And I was so amped up for it. I used to get up every morning and 5 in the morning and produce my little shows and get ready to do COVID news and election news coverage. But right now, it is beyond reproach. Them motherfuckers have lost their minds. And y'all can tell them I said it because I don't care. I ain't scared of none of them. None of them. I'm not. Sorry. I ain't vote for your ass. And they're going to be in so much trouble come 2022. And them governors who is like trying to take away the people money. I think last time I did a show, it was Tuesday's show. It was 18 or 20 states. Now it's 22 states. So yeah, it's climbing up there. They are literally kicking people off of unemployment. And I wonder if it's illegal. And somebody asked online, was it legal? Like, I really don't. I don't know. I'm not doing no research because I don't give a damn. I just think it's just so fucked up that they're doing this to these people.
And we're in the middle of a deadly pandemic. And it's still, how many people vaccinated? I think the numbers are still the same. Let's take a look. Let's take a look, y'all. Let's see how many Americans are vaccinated. It's still a very low number. Like, it's to the point where people don't want to go because, first of all, people don't have daycare. People do not want to work those fucked up lack medicinal, like, I can't even never pronounce that word. They don't want to work for, you know, they don't want to do that. A lot of people, like I said before, a lot of people realizing that this is not what they want to do. A lot of people realizing that, you know, like, I don't want to do this shit no more. That's what they're saying. Like, a lot of people, the restaurant industry is, they said hospitality industry is lagging. Like, pay people to come to work, bitch, and they'll come to work, bitch. I'm sorry. Kiss my ass. Y'all don't understand how these people get on my nerves. All right, let's see what they're doing. Let's see, as of today, this morning. Of course, it's going to take forever. I can't believe it's taking forever to do this. It's probably going to pop up that I keep going to this. Has that ever happened to anybody? Like, it keeps going to, like if he went to, like, a site, and then it would be like, there's a lot of traffic going on this site. Yes, bitch, it's called Google. But I know that this morning it said that it's not going, it's not moving. It's not moving at all. You know what? Fuck you. Sorry. My mouth is so potty. It does not make any sense. Let me see if it's going to go there again. Right, here we go. Vaccinations. Okay. As of 6 a.m. yesterday. No, Wednesday. That was Wednesday, 19th. Wednesday, 125,453,423 people have been vaccinated. According to the CDC, 37.8% of Americans have been vaccinated. That's not a lot of people, y'all. That is not a lot of people. That is not a lot of people. And a lot of people are probably scared. And a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine. A lot of people, and I wrote a blog today on dreamtheglamgoddess.com. That's dreamtheglamgoddess.com. My website, dreamtheglamgoddess.com. And you can go in there. I wrote an article today, well, yesterday, not today. I checked it this morning. I checked my analytics on there this morning as well. I'm doing pretty good on there. I got a lot of good traffic. But they were, I forgot the fuck I was going to say. I forgot that quick what I was about to say. It must not have been important. Oh, God. I was talking about the COVID vaccine. And they were saying that a lot of people are not ready to go back to work because of, you know, catching COVID. They don't have adequate babysitters. And just like I wrote in my blog today, it's called Getting Back to Normal, that I don't care who takes up vaccination, long as you're honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit on here and say, I recommend that you get the vaccine, and I would like for you to get the vaccine. But if you don't get the vaccine, I don't give a damn shit. That's why a lot of people don't understand. It's just that, not saying that I don't give a damn, you know, but I don't give a damn what you do with your body. Because if you were to walk around here and doing in the middle of a deadly pandemic, and not wear your mask, and you're trusting of other people who do not wash their hands or their ass, then that's on you. You understand what I'm saying? Then that's on you. I'm not a politician. I just sit here in my house behind my computer talking to y'all. That's the thing. But if you get it, you get it. You don't.
So that's why a lot of people aren't going back to work. And they just want to kick everybody off of unemployment at one time. That's fucked up. Y'all are fucked up. Y'all are fucked up. The politicians, y'all fucked up. But in Monica news today, I wanted to dedicate like a show to this. And I think I am. I think I'm gonna wait until I come back from my vacation to do it. And it's like, I really want to do this show, but I also want you ladies to be careful. Be very, very careful. We're all grown, and I recently was having difficulty. And as everybody know, I'm very transparent. I let you guys know what I want y'all to know. And I also want to take you on this journey with me because of what I am on. I'm on a journey. And let's see, how much time do we have left? Okay, we got time. So we I started having difficulties with my IUD in March. And I had a series of infections. Now, I had infections before. They were saying that before, and I think I talked about this before, that they throw off infections. So I was having a lot of pain. And so I went and had an ultrasound done, an innie and an outie. That's what I had my procedure done. And my results came back that my IUD was in my endocervical canal. It was part of it. It was in my cervix. It was lying low. So my doctor had to go in and had to take it out. And getting an IUD taken out is no fun. The first time I got it took out, it was by mistake. It was when I was getting my biopsy done. If you all remember, I got my biopsy done back in November. And she didn't put it back in until after the holidays. So it was like during the holidays, I was just like free. So, I got to put back in January, and I didn't start having problems until March. And so, I had really, really bad cramps, like awful cramps. Like, when we went to Philly on Saturday, last Saturday, I had a hard time walking. I was walking. It felt like it was about to come out because it was. So, ladies, I want you to be very careful, about your birth control methods, because it works on some people and it don't. And for me, like my doctor said, we gave it a college try. But the first time I had it, it really wasn't a concern. It was fine. But everything is normal. Everything's good down there. So, I guess whenever I'm ready, I'll just go out there and have me a baby. You know, and I just want everybody to be careful. You know, check your strings, take your vitamins, go on your appointments. You know, I recommend that. You know, and it was hard for me to talk about it because I'm just like, you know, but I say, you know, I want to do a whole show. Then I just say, it doesn't call for a whole show. It's because it does not call for a whole show to let you guys know that's what was going on with me. I actually got it taken out. I actually am feeling fine except for the cramping, but it's spare. It's few and far between. It's like I can actually, like, I walked around the grocery store today with no problem. I noticed that I am moody. I was moody today. But I think because I was not today, yesterday. I was so moody yesterday. I'm not moody today. I was moody yesterday. And I always, you know, my days are just going together. And I want to apologize for everybody because yesterday, when was the show? Tuesday show. I realized that I said it for 6 p.m. instead of 6 a.m. I am so sorry. So it's like 6 p.m. I'm going, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is good morning and it was evening. But I always say, doesn't matter what time you hear it, that's the time that I start recording.
But it's just like all my days are like rolling together. But I've been having to do something every single day. Like, for instance, next week, like I said, I'll be here Monday and Tuesday. But next week, I go for my, that's June. I go for my COVID shot, my second COVID shot. And I'll let you guys know all about that when I return on June the 7th. So I have two more shows before my 2 week vacation. I got a lot going on in the next 2 weeks, and I know I'm not going to be able to stop and do any talk shows. I mean, not talk show, podcasts, and I'm not going to be able to stop. And I probably will be, I will be writing, but it'll be few and far between because I got a lot of research to do. So I'm going to take a pause for the calls, y'all. I'll be right back. All right, y'all. I am back. We have for 40 days, they're giving away, 1 second, thank you, Merlin is doing a lottery for 40 days. They're giving away $40,000 to vaccinated Merlinders. Now, you have to be fully vaccinated. Your name goes in a hat. And for 40 days, they're going to do a lottery. So, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I don't think I'm too concerned with that. I prefer the pizza. The free pizza from Lidl. That's what I prefer, y'all. I prefer the free pizza from Lidl's because there's no way in hell, like, they're going to pick my name from a hat and I get $40,000. Like, $40,000? Y'all know what I can do with $40,000? I can pay for promo and marketing for my book and start the publishing process of part two and just save it for a rainy day. You know what I mean? Like, because I really don't want to work anymore. I really don't want to go out there with the rat races and everything. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to get up at 8, 9 in the morning and work for 12 hours a day for somebody else, making somebody else rich. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to work for Monica. But if I don't get it, then the piece is okay. Oh, boy. But anyway, my hot topics for today. I have two hot topics. One is daddy issues, and two is pretty privilege. Now, what is pretty privilege, you ask? I didn't know what it was until today. So, rapper Saweetie, she's a very pretty girl. She spoke to ex-owner Cole. That's like a gossip. Now, she's not gossip anymore. She's just like a wellness and, you know, she's a blogger. I started following her when she did, like, she was blogging, but I don't think she blogs anymore, like, gossip and stuff like that. I don't think she does that anymore, but she's a really cool person, like, from what I read about her stuff and her life. So, I saw it on Facebook today, and I want to talk about it because I never heard of pretty privilege. And what is it? Okay. It's like, okay, I wrote my notes now. Where's my notes? Okay. I'm probably going to break pretty privilege down. So, you get what you want because you're pretty. Okay. You get what you want because you're pretty, basically. Like, she was saying that she moved around a lot when she was younger. She said she went to 12 schools and girls wanted to fight her because she's pretty. And they do that a lot in the Black community. Not, what am I saying? Like, okay. And it also comes as like colorism and all that. So pretty privilege has a lot. It's a lot. But I'm just going to break it down to my understanding. So break it down for you, for those who don't know what pretty privilege is. And it goes into like, because really she's light skinned, she has nice hair. And what I mean by nice hair, nice long hair, because they always equate dark skin, nappy hair. Why they do that, I have no idea. Because I know plenty of pretty dark skinned girls with pretty long hair. Like, they always equate light skin, light eyes, long hair, curly hair. stuff like that. And dark-skinned women, short, nappy hair, things like that. And then they always think that dark-skinned women are jealous of light-skinned women, and then light-skinned women have it better than black, darker-skinned black women. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's, like, a lot of issues to tackle into one. And it's basically, like, something I didn't want to talk about because I knew that's where I had to go. But basically what I'm saying is that's basically what I know, not nobody else. Like, if anybody got a better kind of meaning or whatever, you do it on your own time, do it on your own show. Like, this is like how I, this is what I know. This is what I got from it. And growing up, I'm not gonna say I'm like the most beautiful person in the world, but I always got what I want growing up. You know, I was always the sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? I really was. I was the sweetheart. And a lot of people didn't like that. Because, like, sometimes you get... What is that? Is that the... Oh, that's the clock. But sometimes, it's like, sometimes you get... like, my brother, everybody call me a princess, and that doesn't fall under pretty privilege. That falls under me being a brat. But I don't think that falls under pretty privilege. I think pretty privilege is about, like, the girls who thought that the lighter girls looked better than they were, or thought that they were better than them because they're light skin and they're pretty. You know, not saying that the dark-skinned girls aren't pretty, because you can be the most beautiful woman walking this planet Earth, and it's all about your character. You know, like, I had a friend whose daughter is dark-skinned, and she said something to me that struck my nerve about her wanting her hair straight like a white woman. And I'm looking at you like, she got beautiful hair. Beautiful tight curls. Like, why would you want your hair straight like that? No. And she was like, can't do my hair like that? No. No, I'm not. You're gonna, no. You know, it's society, y'all. It really is. And it's such a touchy fucking subject. I don't know why I touched it, because as I'm talking, I'm just like, it really is. There's so many different layers, so many different variables. It's just like, it's so draining, and it's so blase, blah, 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 boring. I don't even know why the fuck I brought it up. But I thought it was interesting. But then as you sit down and you think about it, I'm like, maybe I should have thought that through. But yeah, I've never heard of pretty privilege until today. Like, I didn't know it was a thing. But I do know, like, sometimes, you know, and they like, all the guys and, well, when I went to school, the guys went with the girls. They weren't necessarily, like, because it was, like, everybody for themselves. Like, the guys, they were attracted to the girls that were putting out. I wasn't putting out, and I was a tomboy, so they didn't see me that way. But, honey, when I got older, when I got older, baby, like, no, I don't want you now. I didn't want y'all back then. I definitely don't want you. Definitely don't want you now. But, yeah, where I was from, like, the guys, it never really bothered me because I never really paid it any attention. It was just like, it's Monica world and you're living in it, basically. And I was treated like a princess growing up. My father treated me like a princess. I mean, you know, my family, you know, they treat all of us like little princesses. You know, and now as we've grown, it shows. And we treat the younger ones like princesses, too. So it was just like, I have a very supporting family, and I had a support system, and I really didn't see things like that. Like, I did not have to go out in the street and have nobody validate me for being pretty, because my father told me I was pretty all the time. You know, he always told me I was pretty. So I said, y'all don't have to worry about y'all telling me I'm pretty, because my daddy told me I'm pretty. You know what I mean? And, my uncles, I remember my uncles, they were always like encouraging. It was never, you know, a negative remark. It was never like, it was all love, all fun, all games. It was just love. And that's how I grew up. I grew up around love. And a lot of people don't like that either. Like, I can tell like how some people were raised, you know, but pretty privilege. Yeah, I just found out about that today. I mean, princess privilege, they can talk about that. But, you know, my mother took care of us. You know, our hair was always done. Our clothes were ironed. Our bellies were full. So we had a really good life. We had a very good life. And we still do. And so, like, pretty privilege, I cannot relate to. Now, my child, whenever I have a child, you know, I'm going to tell my child that, you know, I'm just going to tell my child, you don't treat people a certain way. You know, it all starts at home. But speaking of home, another issue that I want to tackle today was daddy issues. And, like, a lot of people are talking about daddy issues. So let me look up daddy issues for those of you who don't know what daddy issues really is. Because I had to look it up my damn self. I had to look it up my damn self. Because there was another article that I was reading this morning, and it was basically about Sierra and how she was around her father. It was the love of her father who, you know, she was around a loving family. Like, Sweetie said she was around a loving family. Her family is loving and supportive. Like, who doesn't have a loving and supportive family? You'd be surprised. And so a lot of people don't like that. You know what I mean? And so I can't say that it's because she's light-skinned with long hair. You know what I'm saying? It may be because she has light-skinned with long hair. Maybe it is. I know it is. You know, because, like, I've seen it. But I, like I said, I never paid any attention. Like, I never really, like, thought of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's there. It's colorism. It's there. It's, you know, it's not an issue. I mean, it's a very big issue. So, daddy issues, what a girl has when she is rejected by her father, often results in her having trouble finding a significant other and trusting people. That's what the dictionary says, Urban Dictionary says. And it's of all races. Think about her. Okay. It says, this was published September 10th, 2020. And from my good friends over at the Urban Dictionary, it said, when a girl has a messy relationship with her dad, usually the father's fault, either he left or is acting like a total bitch. What? Wait a minute. Hold up. As a result, the girl might be attracted to older men or men with anger issues if her father was an angry man and sometimes would stay in an abusive relationship because it would just feel like home. If he left, don't ever blame yourself for him leaving. He just missed the best thing that he could ever have. Person one, yeah, dude, my dad's fucked up. He left me for money, drugs, alcohol, and a younger woman, and now I'm attracted to older men. Person two, I'm sorry, dude, that must have been hard. Person one, yeah, I have to go to therapy. Person two, yeah, well, you know, already know that you have daddy issues, so that's the start. Oh my God. Oh God. Can we just get a break? Maybe I should have thought that through. Now nothing's coming up. Okay, y'all, how about this? What does it mean to have father issues? This is a term he coined to describe a person who has unconscious impulses and association as a result of a poor relationship with your father. There are also mommy issues. And I didn't know you had mommy issues, but you can also have daddy issues. But what if your father was always there? Like, what if your father was always there? Okay. So, I'm just going to go like this. Daddy issues, for what I gather, because my fucking computer is an asshole. I'm sorry. Okay, my father wasn't around. Let's take me for instance. My father wasn't around when I was growing up like that. Like, he lived down the street, but he didn't. He wasn't involved in our lives, my life. And me and my brother had separate dads. And my father's dad used to always say, oh, yeah, you're my daughter too. Hell no, I'm not. May he rest in peace, but hell no, I'm not. And he wasn't there for me. You know, but he used to always tell me I was pretty. He used to always talk to me. But I never faulted him for not being there because I knew what type of man he was. And my mother told me stories about him. And what my mother did was my mother made me decide what kind of, made me figure out who or what. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? My mother made me decide, like, what I wanted to do. Like, she didn't talk down. She talked about him pretty bad. And it never really bothered me, wonder why, because I always had my uncles around. Like, I had my Uncle Raymond, my Uncle Hurl, Uncle Craig, Uncle Keith, Uncle Sadie. I had always had my uncles around. And, like, Uncle Craig, Uncle Hurl, and Uncle Heath are no longer with us. So I only have my Uncle Raymond, Uncle Hurl, and my Uncle Lindsay, Uncle Zaddy. And I actually shout them out in my book because I had positive men in my life. Like, my uncles, they got up, they worked, they took care of their women, and they took care of home. So it was like I always knew how a man's supposed to treat a woman. And I asked my mother, I'm like, well, why haven't with you and my father? She said, it just didn't work out. And I know I was mature enough to know that relationships just don't work out. They really don't. And they said, girls always look for a man that's like her father. Baby, let me tell you something. My father was handsome, okay? He was tall, he was brown, he was handsome. You know, I really didn't know, like, his likes or dislikes. He was a big man. So, you know, he loved to eat. He loved to cook and stuff like that. And I could tell that he was very loving. He was very kind. All by his disposition, just like me, he was always smiling. You know, he always had a smile on his face. And I remember we had a conversation. It was a while ago. You know, my father passed away like 3, 1 or 4 years ago. And we had our conversation, one of our many conversations that we had, because I used to always see my father on my birthday, around my birthday. It might bring a tear to my eye. I might start crying. And we were standing on the porch, his porch down on Montpelier Street, where my grandma used to live. My grandmother's no longer with me. My grandmother died last year. I found out through Facebook. I was through with them. I was through with all of them. I'm like, you know what? I don't ever have to see people in my life. The rest of my life. You know, I did not like them so much. I don't even use Monica Wright no more. But anyway, my father meant a lot to me. And like I was saying, we were talking. And he was telling me that he wished things could go back to the way they were. Because he loved my mother. So when I went to my father's funeral and they were talking about the love of his life, and I specifically remember my father telling me that he loved my mother. And my aunt on my father's side is so spiteful, you spiteful bitch. You will never have good luck, bitch. Never. Everything you touch will crumble. And you know why, bitch. If she was to ever listen to this show, ever, bitch, you know why. Your life is miserable. You was a miserable cocksucking hoe. Oh, Monica, why would you say that about your aunt? She know why. You know why, bitch. And that's why I have nothing to do with them. They did not put me in the obituary. My father passed away. I was sad. I cried from time to time. I had a dream about my father. They said, when the day returns to you in your dream, they don't say nothing. So my father just stood there and he was smiling at me. And I have not dreamt about him ever since. I dream about my grandmother from time to time. My grandma Eula, not my other grandmother. I have never dreamed about my other grandmother. But he smiles. And that was the first and last time I had a dream about him. But they didn't put me in an obituary. That was sad. That was hard. Because she said that he said I wasn't his daughter. And when we went to the funeral and my cousin looked at that picture of my father, he said, I finally know who you look like. He said, I finally know your face. That's your face on that picture. That's who you look like. Yeah, I look like my dad. I do. And I'm proud of my father for who he was, not what he was. You know, I could sit on here for hours and tell you the stories that my mama told me, but that's family business. But I'm proud of who he was. And when my father left here, like I said, I was sad, but I was at peace with the relationship that I had with my father because I talked to him. And I remember one time, he didn't know who I was. I'm like, Daddy. Yo, I'm gonna go, hey, baby. Da, 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 da. I said, Daddy, leave them young girls alone. Why are you bothering them young girls? He was always inside my face. Always trying to talk to somebody. I'm like, he always just like, I want all my kids to get together. I want you to meet your brothers and your sisters and stuff like that. And I'm just like, yeah, when I win the number. I want all y'all to get together so we can have a cookout so we can all meet. And he was on the bus. I got off the bus and I told him I loved him. And when I got off the bus, he was yelling off the bus like, when I'm in the lottery, I'm going to come get you. And we're all going to go out. We're going to have a cookout and I want everybody to meet everybody. But it never happened. And I have a set of twin brothers and I have a sister. And I never met them. I have twin brothers, so I have twins in my family. I could possibly have twins. That'd be nice. One and done, that'd be nice. But I'm proud of my father. Daddy issues Monica have? Nah. Do Monica know how a man's supposed to treat a woman? Yeah. She knows how a man's supposed to treat a woman. And the funny part about it is with all my relationships, they know I know how a man's supposed to treat a woman. Like my current situation, I asked him, can we go out on a date? And I don't want to go nowhere. Okay, let me break it down to y'all. What happened? Okay, there you go. Asked my latest. He's not my latest. I'm not gonna say he's nobody, but he's like we're not doing anything or anything, you know. But I asked him, when are we going? I'm like, I want to go out. He was like, well, where do you want to go? I'm like, I don't know. But I'm so used to the man taking control and planning it. I plan dates. You know what I'm saying? I plan dates. I do. I did. You know, I plan evenings at home. I plan evenings out. You know, I did all of that. You know, I don't. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I didn't. I went and pulled out all the stops. You know, and I was faithful. But how in the hell can a man say no to a woman the bare minimum is to take me out on a date. The barest of minimums. I can pay for myself. We don't have to go to Ruth Chris or Morton's or Sullivan's or the Ocean Air Seafood Room or Gordon Ramsay. I mean, like, the last time I went to Gordon Ramsay, I didn't even pay for it. You know? You want to know what I had to go through to get that? You know? And then, like, when we go out to dinner and stuff, I pay my own way. We don't do that all the time. We don't go to Ruth Chris all the time. We don't go to, what's that other place? We don't go to them places all the time. That's all I want to say. We don't Fogo de Chao and Phillips. We don't go to them all the time. Every once in a while for a birthday. You know, like, who birthday's coming up? Mine. My birthday is coming up. Like, my aunt's birthday was the day before yesterday. It was on Tuesday. And I have to call her and wish her happy birthday. I'm actually going to send her a card. So tomorrow, no, where am I going on Sunday? I'm going out today, but I think Saturday or Sunday. I gotta go out Saturday or Sunday. I'm gonna get her a card when I go out Saturday or Sunday, not tomorrow. Because tomorrow I'm just gonna get my bacon and I'm just going to head back home. No. Today I'm getting the bacon. Yeah, today. Not tomorrow. I have so much to do this weekend, y'all. I'm just so, like, confused. But anyway. The barest of minimum. Is all I ask. The barest. The ground just moved. I wonder if we had an earthquake. Because I remember the last time we had the earthquake, I was outside. It felt like somebody just shut the door or something. Like somebody like slammed the door real hard or something. That's what it did. The ground just moved. I wonder if that was like an earthquake or like a little shudder or something. Because we had those. When it gets hot, we hit those. It was hot today. Like, whatever. But anyway, I would accept a date at McDonald's. Give me a Big Mac, fries, and chicken nuggets, and a soft drink, and a sundae. Man, shit. Man, take me to Applebee's. Give me that chocolate molten lava cake. Man, take me to Fridays and give me that Rick and Tony for $15.99 and one of them cotton candy Cosmopolitans. I can go on and on and on. I went to Cheesecake Factory by myself a couple weeks ago. And I only spent $70. And that part of that, half of that was the damn sip. And I just sat outside and vibed by myself. And it's just like when you know how to treat yourself, right? And when you know how a man's supposed to treat a woman, then everything will fall into place. Because you know your worth. People know your worth. Because I could have easily, hands down, settled for the bare minimum. The bare minimum. But what I asked for was the barest of minimum. And you have a car. Excuse me. You have a car. You should have seen the that was funny. Excuse me, sorry. Because when you're talking, it, the sound waves and everything. And then when I burped, it was just disgusting. And it, you know, it just shattered the damn thingy. It was funny. But anyway, I just asked for the barest of minimum. And dude, you have a car. You couldn't come and pick me up and take me anywhere. But you want to do it. Okay, so let me break it down, y'all. I could have easily have fallen into that trap. I'm 42, right? Y'all know I'm 42. I'll be 43 in August, which is 2 months away. I don't give a damn what nobody says. 2 months away. So you telling me that you would rather prefer me to come over to your house to have sex with you, but you're not going to take me out for a hamburger and fries and a soft drink? No. Mm-mm. You crazy. I said I was gonna hurt somebody's feelings. They don't mean believe me. I'm like, I'm gonna hurt somebody's feelings. Because that was wrong. And if I had any kind of self-esteem issues, daddy issues, I would have been like, okay, well, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to have sex with him and he's not going to buy me a McDonald's hamburger and french fries. And then I want to say, oh, I would have bought you McDonald's. Bitch, no the fuck you did. Because first the fuck of all, let's make this very, very motherfucking clear. I'm not a fucking dummy hoe, okay? You have been gone out of my life for 7 motherfucking years. I done had 2 men in my life, and one of them was damn good to me. Both of them were good to me. One of them was a liar. But let me tell you something. If he wanted to come see me, guess what? He would have gotten his car come see me. He pops up at this house, this motherfucker, all the time. But he hasn't popped up as of late because I blocked his ass. So, but the other one treated me nice and set the standard so fucking high. You are going to have to get on a ladder. A ladder to get to where he left me at. And I was saying this last night. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off of here, y'all. Because I already been here for an hour. It's been an hour. So I haven't felt like hour shows in a long time. I had a lot to talk about today. But I also got to get ready to go too. No, I don't. Because we don't have to leave out the house until 9:30. At 9:30 we got to leave out. No, 10:30 we got to leave out. Yeah, not, yeah, 10:30, we got to leave, 10:30, okay, but the thing is that I'm grown, okay, and like I said, I've been grown. I know what I want out of life, and what I want was not that. If I have to tell you what I want, and you do not come through for me, I'm out. And I also said that I think that Edward was sent to my life for various reasons. And you know, Edward and I are not together anymore. But he was sent to my life for various reasons. And I'm going to break those reasons down right now. Number one, all men are not the same. I never said that all men were the same. There's a lot of women that say that all men are the same. Well, if you know that they're heading in the direction that they're all the same, then you need to get the fuck away from them. Because I had a couple of dudes that I messed with in between that were the same. That I knew what that's what all they wanted from me. Like the one guy that this just rattles my brain. He was sitting outside when I was sitting on the porch talking to a friend of mine. He was sitting across the street. He was sitting in his car, parked across the street. Then he parked in the back. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But he drove, he was crazy, y'all. He was crazy as fuck. But all men aren't the same. They're all sent to your life, I think, if it doesn't work out, to make you better for the next man. And sometimes it's like that for women too. Like, the women are sent to the men to make them better for the next woman. But I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of my friends may not like Edward, and that's their motherfucking problem. Not mine, bitch, because I enjoy my time with Edward. Y'all kiss my ass all the way up to the very motherfucking end. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But I enjoyed everything. Everything. I recently saw him for his birthday and we hung out. We had a motherfucking ball. We sure did. And we probably have a ball for my birthday too. But anyway. The things that he did for me set the standards for the next man. So the next man is going to have to do exactly what Edward did. Exactly. Edward and I took care of each other. And there were things that we didn't agree upon. You know, like, I don't want to get into it, but those were things that was towards the end of our relationship that we didn't agree upon. And I regret it. I do, because I love the guy. I still love the guy. I'm not in love with the guy, but I still love the guy. But I just want to thank him, and I did in my book, because he showed me how a man is supposed to treat a woman, and I don't want nothing less. And he always told me he wants the best for me. And guess what, bitch? This new shit, you were not the best for me. And I'm not calling you shit per se. I'm just saying this shit you trying to pull, because how the hell a woman ask you, could you want to go out? And that's a red flag on the play. Well, my mama was like, the first red flag on the play is when you went over his house and he didn't come pick you up and then take you out. That was the first red flag on the play. But it would have sucked if I would have just went through this whole relationship or like rekindled something that I knew I wasn't getting nothing out of. So I broke it down to him. I broke it down. I told him, I said, you are going to have, if you're not this, then I don't need you. And then he sent me a text message. And that said, when you turn me down, it turns me up. Nigga, please. Man. I don't want to hear that, because you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong as shit. You're wrong as two left motherfucking shoes, bitch. You're wrong. Period. A woman asks you, take out a date. You ain't got to get dressed to fuck up. Just take a shower. Brush your teeth. Put some lotion on your ankles and your ashy ass elbows and your knuckles. Clean out your ears. Take her out. Show her a good time. You ain't got to break the motherfucking bank. I'm taking a Pizza Hut. Five Guys. Some shit. Red Brick Station. Chili's. $10 meals and shit. Do Chili's still got the $10 meals? I think the Tilly still got them meals that you get all that food for all that, for that little bit of money. You get like $20 for like an entree, appetizer, and dessert. And you get a soda. And then you get free chips and salsa. Who the hell don't want to do that? You got to be a sad sack of shit. Because you could have took me right to White Marsh. Took me to Chili's. Then over to Bath and Body Works and Old Navy, with Barnes and Noble to get a frappe and Yankee Candle get a couple little candles. But no, and it wouldn't cost you no more than $50 fucking. Cause I'm a cheap date. When I go out, I spend my money on myself. You know, when I go to Ruth Chris and stuff like that for brunch and stuff, I spend my own money. I'm not looking forward to you to spend that money on me. You know, I just thought that it was just kosher, like, you know, like, this go out. But, all right, y'all, I've been talking too much now. I never broke it all the way down. I got to break it down no more. But y'all have been great. Y'all have been good. I will talk to y'all on Monday, May 24th.